Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Manager number 11, Craig Counsell.
Craig Counsell.
The great part about signing up as a baseball fan and the great part about baseball seasons are it's a ride and it's a roller coaster. And it means you're built to withstand the ups and the downs.
MLB veteran for 16 seasons.
Swing a bouncer, shortstop, Counsell throws, got him. Counsell picked it up clean and threw a strike to first.
Manager for your Chicago Cubs.
Nico Horner. He's remarkable in how he shows up for us every day and that he really sticks to his core messages that he puts forth early in the season. And you don't see from our end a very different, overly reactionary, different emotions every day kind of guy. He's shown up in a similar way and he really enjoys being at the ballpark. He loves showing up and hanging out with the players. And I think that's the stuff that he really gets a kick out of and keeps him going too. So we both feed off each other. And I think more generally talking about maybe more negativity or criticism from fans or things like that through a tough stretch, That's just part of having an amazing opportunity and having people that care, I think.
Craig Counsell.
The focus is not to be Craig, but outfitters.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Every couple of weeks, we get the opportunity to talk with Cubs manager Craig Counsell. Spiegs is off today, so Yahoo's baseball writer Russ Dorsey is here and hanging out. And it's great to have you here because I know that you actually have a lot of things that you want to talk with Craig about, as do I. And Craig now joins us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. And we should let you know that it's brought to you by the all-new Toyota on Edens in Northbrook. Visit ToyotaOnEdens.com. Craig, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Your baseball team's 7-3 in the last 10. You've made a little bit of ground in the division and obviously leading the wild card chase. What was the emotion of last week like? And I don't mean like the Craig Counsell Wisconsin stuff. I mean the Cubs and the Brewers and what last week was like.
Well, I think the reality of it is that they're a really good baseball team. They're the best team in the big leagues right now, record-wise. And I think, you know, going up against that team, that means that you're going to have a major challenge. And so I think it was fun to watch our guys, you know, rise up to that challenge and take on that challenge and succeed in that challenge. So that was probably the biggest thing. It was good baseball. You know, it was the first day they beat us pretty good and it wasn't a great game. The last 4 days were really good baseball.
Craig, something that I always know you talk about is you should want to play in high-stakes games, great atmospheres down the stretch. For you as a manager, has it changed for you maybe those first couple of years to now in what managing those games going into October, knowing that the playoffs are on the line, than maybe you felt years later and right now?
No, not a lot. I mean, I think, you know, this is – you know, a fun time of year. It's when, you know, emotions get turned up. There's no question about it. And that makes it more fun. Sometimes it makes it, you know, a little tougher on the loss for, you know, the hour or so after the game. But it's when you're in it, it's why you want to be in it, to feel it and to be a part of the fun stuff and the hard stuff. And I've told our guys that a number of times. It's like, you're going to feel the good stuff and you're going to feel the bad stuff just more this time of year. And don't like run away from it. Just feel it and then, you know, move on. Because that's what we love to do. And we're lucky to be here.
On this road trip, Kyle Tucker has been a menace at the plate. He has been back to doing what he has done for most of the year. Inside of that struggle with Kyle Tucker, what were the things that you felt it was important for him to know? And what things as a manager did you feel like you needed to know to either keep putting him in the lineup or sitting him down?
Oh man, I don't know if I have a great answer to that one. I mean, you know, that this is when you use your experience and you use your, you know, this is a gut feel thing. You're kind of taking your experience from watching players and for 30 years in the game, and you're making calls based on that and what you see. There's no, you know, there, obviously the numbers were not great, and he was struggling. And you try to worry. I think most importantly, you think about the person. You stop kind of thinking about the baseball player, and you just think about the person. And I think those are when you get those decisions right.
Results are not always the truth of what's happening. So I always tend to ask people involved, like the numbers for Kyle in these games against the Angels and have been good. Has the process been good? How would you describe the at-bats?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's hard to complain about process when the ball goes 380 feet into the stand.
Facts.
I'd be making something up to complain about stuff if that was the case. But no, I think as a hitter, you want to square up the baseball. And you know, Kyle sometimes keeps it really simple for you guys, and we don't like that, how simple he keeps it. That's what his job is to do, is to square up the baseball. What was he not doing during his slump? Squaring up the baseball. When he hits a home run, he squares up the baseball. So that's, you know, he's doing what he wants to do.
Craig,
too simple?
No. I think baseball, something you boil it down, throw the ball, hit the ball, catch the ball.
No,
I get it.
It's supposed to be simple, but there are so many times, like in sports in general, where you go, oh, well, that result was great, but was the process sustainable? That's why I like to ask. Like, I just like to know.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I think in the hitting place, you know, I think when you're going through slumps, you're kind of, it's a little bit of trial by error, you know, and I think you kind of end up going pitch to pitch and at bat by at bat, maybe trying some things. In the end, what you need to, you know, confirm an adjustment you've made is a ball squared up. That's what you need, right? And you know, Kyle got some of those this weekend, and it's, you know, it just helps you, man. It helps you mentally as much as physically.
Craig, your starting staff was kind of under the microscope, especially going into the trade deadline, and they've been able to, you know, be one of the best groups, if not the best group in baseball. And a big part of that has been Cade Horton, who has a sub-1 ERA in the second half. I know the fastball was something that he kind of struggled with early on when he first got called up, and it's been really good as of late. Is there anything that you've seen in his starts specifically with the fastball that has made that pitch come to life recently?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I think his fastball is like, it's really unique, I think. And I think he's got some more, room for growth with it. But, you know, what's so unique about it is that we call it like a cut fastball, which means it goes away to a right-hander and into a left-hander. And he doesn't always have complete control over how much or how little it's going to cut. It's just kind of how the ball comes off his fingers, like pitch to pitch. And Justin Steele has a little bit of this going on too. But that the ball's just moving, you know, at 96 miles an hour, and the hitter just can't, especially the left-handed hitter, really has a hard time of like getting the barrel to that pitch. And so he's able to just attack so aggressively in the zone. And as long, you know, middle pitches still get hit, but as long as you kind of just stay out of the middle, the fastball just plays so well anywhere in the strike zone.
I know, because he's been so locked in, you almost don't want to mess with him. But when obviously he only pitched 34 innings last year, and I know that's something you guys have been mindful of with limited off days. You know, in the last month of the season, I think you guys have 3 off days. Is there any maneuvering to try to get him any more rest, knowing that you have, you know, big goals in mind for the postseason, or do you just let his body kind of tell you guys what you need to do as far as rest is concerned?
Yeah, I mean, we've been on about 6 starts in to definitely limiting his pitches every start, you know, making a big effort to limit his pitches. So he's only got the 80 pitches, I think, once, and that was really because of a 10-pitch at bat. So, you know, that's probably number one. When we have days to back him up, you know, we'll take advantage of it. But I think, you know, lowering the pitch count, I think, is right now proving to be successful in terms of how he feels and how he's recovering. And we're using that as our guide right now. You know, may we change something kind of the next month? Yeah, we're kind of, it's start to start, and we're considering everything. But he's, you know, all signs point to like his recovery going as well as it possibly could. So just not concerned. And that's a credit to Cade's kind of athleticism and his preparation. But it's something that obviously we monitor for sure and monitor on a daily basis.
Well, the fun thing about having Craig on, and we're talking with Cubs manager Craig Counsell, and Russ Dorsey is in for Spiegs. Craig knows how sports radio works, so sometimes he'd be like, hey, I'm going to do the sports radio thing, and this is, I'm not going to do the sports radio thing. I'm going to do a sports radio thing right now. I'm going to reverse a sports radio thing real quick. Because the sports radio thing is, when things go bad, fire the hitting coach, fire the pitching coach, right? I'm going to do the reverse sports radio thing. Things have gone so well for the Cubs pitching infrastructure, and with individuals that the Cubs have brought in, I was wondering, legitimately this morning, I was wondering, does Tommy Hotovy want to be a manager?
I that's a good question. I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question. I have not asked him that specific question. I'll ask him for you and report back.
Okay, I look forward to that. I also would love to follow up on that question on something that maybe you can answer. I know I kind of put you on the spot with that. If there is someone on your staff that's like, I want to grow and be you or be better than you, what are the things that you try to help them do to get to that point? Like if someone says that they want
to
do the opposite of what I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're the highest paid manager in the game. You want to follow that path right there.
Nah, looks can be deceiving. You know what I mean? You got to always stay ahead of it. You got to stay ahead of it.
It's a good answer. It's a good answer by Craig.
All right. I tried. Okay, I tried. I just wanted to do the reverse sports radio thing.
Craig, one thing
I'll ask Tommy. I think Tommy, I absolutely think Tommy's capable of it. You know, I think he's, you know, the great thing about Tommy is that one, he's the best thing is that he's just an insanely hard worker. Two things: he's an insanely hard worker, and he really cares deeply about his players and the Chicago Cubs. And you know, you put those things together, and you're going to have a person that's very successful at their job. And Tommy's been very successful, and he's really kind of built his, you know, resume, so to speak, kind of the right way, in terms of like working his way from a lot of jobs that taught him a lot about people, a lot about the organization. And he's certainly put in a long stretch of, you know, just time with the Cubs. And I think he's got a really good sense of, the organization, how it works and the history of it. And that's been very helpful to me for sure.
Lawrence, you're going to get a nice edible arrangement from Tommy Hotovy here. You know, that's a good thing to put into the ethos.
Well, look, as Craig was talking, I just thought about it and I figured out how to sports radio this even more. Okay. So now what we'll do is Tanny will clip that conversation. And then the morning show, when they have Tommy Hottovy on, they'll ask him if he's ever thought about being a manager. And then I'll get the response and play it before Craig's back on the show. So it's a win-win-win-win-win for us here on this show.
There we go.
See? Now I instead of having a conversation with Tommy, I'm now going to warn him.
Like, hey, man. So I went home with Lawrence Holmes and Russ Dorsey, and they wanted to hire you as a manager.
Holmes is out there starting mess, Tommy. Don't fall for it. And that's what he's going to say. It's all good.
All good. All good.
Craig, there's something that's interesting I saw watching the game last night. You're the only active manager that had a homer off of Justin Verlander. Now, one, does that surprise you? And two, when you see a Justin Verlander or a Max Scherzer and those guys are still getting it done at a high level, does that surprise you in this day and age of baseball?
Well, look, I mean, Verlander's, I think, 41. And if you're playing in the big leagues at 41, you're a great player. I mean, it means you've done great things. It means you've been able to sustain, you know, a level of performance at an age when very, very few are. So there's just respect for that, I think, more than anything. And you know, it's a Hall of Fame career, right? And so there's just respect for that, no matter what. No matter what happens in the game, there's absolute respect for that.
It's cool to have some of those tentacles of the game. It's funny because I feel like that's one of those great things about baseball, is that there's so much history to it, Craig, that if you start looking, it's in every game note package. And MLB teams do a great job of being like, hey, this guy played for this guy, and this guy was teammates with this guy. Have you ever, inside of the game, like, really had, and you had Pat Murphy with you for forever, and you guys are connected going way back. But have you ever, like, looked across the diamond, like the what is it, for the love of the game, where you're like, man, I'm so happy that that guy, I remember when that guy was struggling, or I remember when that guy came up, and I'm so happy that they've turned into the player that they've turned into, or the coach or the manager that they've turned into.
Yeah, I mean, look, we Drew Pomerantz. I mean, their simple story this year, which has been fun for me, is Drew Pomerantz. Drew Pomerantz pitched for me in Milwaukee in 2019, had a great season. Signed a really nice contract with the Padres, pitched maybe 20 innings, and has been hurt for the last better part of the last 5 years, and has been in the minor leagues for the better part of the last two or three, and now is having major league success again at, you know, age 35. You know, that makes you feel good, man. He's been, the lot hasn't gone right for the last 5 years, and he's gotten back and having a great season, and that's really fun to watch. Really fun to watch, no doubt about it.
Craig, I know,
but I mean, back to Verlander. It's funny what I think about the cool thing is that, you know, Matt Shaw's 23 years old. I'm 55 years old. We've both faced Justin Verlander in a major league game.
Wow,
you know, we're 30 years apart. 30 years apart in age, 32 years apart in age, and we both faced Justin Verlander in a major league game. Like, that's kind of crazy to think about like that.
That's some cool historic stuff.
Speaking of baseball history, Craig, one of your longtime friends, Bob Uecker, was honored in Milwaukee over the weekend, and I know you probably got to see a lot of that. And I know Adam McKelvey put on Twitter that they've dedicated the press box to him up in Milwaukee. For people that didn't get to know Bob Uecker as well as you have, I've met him a couple of times before he passed, and was always really kind. What should people know about who Bob Uecker was?
Well, I think, you know, Bob had a fascinating life, and he became like a celebrity. He was a TV star, but then he came back to baseball, and because he loved the daily, I think he taught you how to love the daily routine of baseball. It's one of the things that I always admired about him so much. you know, this is a, you know, into his, throughout his whole 80s, he came to the park every day to go to work and did the routine that a Major League Baseball season kind of requires you to do. And the great part and the difficult part about being a baseball fan or working in baseball is just the daily routine. It's a lot, right? It's a lot of hours. It's a lot of games. But it's also the great part about it. And I think Bob kind of always taught me like to just love and enjoy that part of it, the routine of it, the daily routine of it, and getting to interact with, your friends and your coworkers and, you know, your opponents even. And Bob was great at that. And he thoroughly enjoyed it. He loved it. And he found out a way to make it fun for every interaction you had with him.
Craig, as always, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Good luck tonight and the rest of the road trip.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
That's Craig Counsell, the manager of the Cubs. I'm still trying to figure Craig out. I haven't quite gotten there. I really like him. And I gotta figure out like how to break through with him. And I think that we kind of have, but these are the things that I think about, like as far as like performance goes.
Yeah.
I go, man, I gotta figure Craig out. I gotta try to get as much from him as possible in a short period of time.
The things I enjoy about covering Craig is that you can throw different things at him and he's going to have an interesting perspective on it.
He's very smart. And that's one of the challenges. And I've been lucky, like doing the Joe Madden show, doing the David Ross show, like those two guys' personalities are completely different.
Yeah.
And then you have Craig and you're like, man, all right, how am I? Cause with Joe, like me and Joe are like boys, like that's my guy. So that became easy, and I haven't been able to build the same relationship with Craig, and I just find him to be so interesting. And I appreciate the thoughtfulness of his answer. I love that you put him in baseball history mode, and that's a good thing. It's weird, like when you do some of these interviews, Russ, like to keep talking about like the big media conversation that we were having, I try to figure out what's better. Is it better to serve the audience with, let's really nail down like all the things that are happening with the Cubs?
Yeah.
Or is it better to just have a conversation about baseball with the manager of the Cubs? It's because I think that we've gotten, like, as a show, I think we've gotten to that place with Nico where now it's just like Nico just comes on and hangs out.
Yeah, to chill.
Now it's a different power dynamic, right? Because it's the manager. But these are the weird things that go on inside my head, Russ.
The coolest part for me is knowing that Craig was with, who's so laid back, Pat Murphy for such a long time. And those guys are completely different as far as personalities.
They're polar opposites.
It was a hand-in-glove fit. And seeing how those guys have been able to interact. When I did a story last year on Pat Murphy, getting to talk to Craig about Pat Murphy and Pat Murphy about Craig, the love that those two dudes have for each other. But as I'm sitting there listening, and like these dudes could not be more different, yet they were.
And it's great too, because I like the baseball history stuff, and we're both baseball guys.
Yeah.
Like you and I are both baseball guys, and tapping into that is always fun. And I love it because he came back to it. Like as he was talking to you, like he was like, wait a minute, there's more to this Verlander thing.
Yeah.
And then came back with that great nugget between him and Matt Shaw. Like that's baseball bleep, like right there.
Absolutely.
And it's gorgeous. Why don't we do this? Let's talk more baseball. Since we've got Russ here, let's pick his brain about the Cubs and about Colson Montgomery, who's just out here.
He might be a dude.
I'm curious on whether or not he's a dude. We can talk about that next here on the
Big Moments or Small Moments. They all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Score. I'll just go. How about that? It's fine. It got us early today. Usually about...
It was a great clip. It was Brooke Fletcher talking about Colson Montgomery's nickname, Dice Roll.
See, and you're Mr. White Sox, or are you Captain White Sox?
I can't. Yeah, I've been demoted over the past couple of years, so I won't false flag. I won't do any of that.
Who's Mr. White Sox right now? I have to know.
Yeah, no stolen valor for the White Sox army on my behalf here. Yeah, but there's a lot of good stuff.
Okay, so we're back. And sometimes our board just
goes how they do you when you're trying to give White Sox coverage around here. WCUB.
We're like ESPN, or we don't even recognize it. So yeah, sometimes the board freezes, and what we've noticed is it usually freezes at 5 or like 4:58 when Tanny's getting ready to play something. There it is!
Send it down to Brooke for a get to know your socks.
Yeah, guys, let's get to know Colson Montgomery a little better, but this time we flipped the script and asked his teammates about him. So let's start with Chase Mindroth. I asked, what kind of locker mate is Colson? And he said, well, funny, a little quiet at times. Then Davis Martin. I asked him about Colson's nickname, Dice Roll. So Davis wouldn't give up the backstory, but Colson finally told us today he's a big Yahtzee guy. So every time he hits a homer, it's like yelling Yahtzee. And that's why you see him do the roll the dice move after a big hit.
You know what this means now? When he hits another home run, we're going to have to start yelling Yahtzee. Montgomery down the line in left field. And this one goes off the foul pole. Unbelievable run that Colson Montgomery is on right now. Four straight games with a home run. Everything he touches is gone.
Now, there's some truth into what was said there, which is one of my issues with Colson Montgomery. He doesn't hit a lot, but what he hits over the fence, which is a big deal. The highlight courtesy of CHSN, we're both huge Brooke Fletcher fans here.
I was going to say, shout out to my girl, Brooke. That's one of my closest friends, and she's crushing doing sidelines for the White Sox over at CHSN.
She does a phenomenal job. I'm so happy that she is a part of that broadcast because she knows her stuff, man. Like, she loves baseball.
Also, for people that don't know Brooke, she does love baseball, but you're about to find out she's doing the A game. She's been doing the A games for Big Ten Network, doing college football. She's just as good, if not better, at college football as she is on baseball.
You know what's weird? That we actually have two people in town that do that. Taylor McGregor is the same way.
T-Mac crushes.
Like, seeing her in Dublin, I'm like, man, she is out here, like, doing work.
People be working in the city.
It's true. And I remember I did a show, I think it was last year before everything, like, changed. And I was sitting there with Brooke, and I was like, why are you stressing out? She's like, yeah, I got to go down to Champaign. I'm like, what's happening in Champaign? She's like, oh, I'm doing sidelines.
So she was going to be on the show today. I texted her this morning, and she was like, yo, love you and Lawrence. Would love to be on, but I have two coaches meetings.
Yeah.
In between trying to do pregame stuff.
For the White Sox.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll make it a point to, we'll put the band back together. Okay?
Done.
You, Joshua Perry, and Brooke, we'll get you all on here at some point. When Speaks is the day off someday, we'll get all three of you in here or via Zoom, and we'll make it happen.
I'm in on that plan.
All right, let's talk about Colson Montgomery real quick. I am a person who believes that you need 600 at-bats before you can kind of make a declaration on a player. And I know that I have not been the biggest Colson Montgomery fan. I am happy for him that a guy who had to go all the way to hit school has made it back to the major leagues and is his OPS, like his slug, has been really amazing. So what things are you looking for over the last month of the season to continue seeing growth from Colson Montgomery?
So for Colson Montgomery, and Marshall and I talked about this a little bit yesterday, and is his rookie season already a success? I say yes, from the standpoint of it did not go well for him to start this year in AAA. So bad that they had to send him out to Arizona to readjust his swing, right? And to come out of that, go back to Charlotte, start swinging it, get promoted to the big leagues, and he hasn't looked overwhelmed. Like, I get your point about, hey, there's some swing and miss here. Sure, that's Major League Baseball in 2025. But I'm okay with that year one, especially because there's big-time power there. Like, when he got drafted by the White Sox, the comp was Corey Seager. Now, we do this with big shortstops a lot where, Corey Seager is going to be a borderline Hall of Famer when it's all said and done. That dude's really good at baseball. But you see a power-hitting shortstop with that left-handed swing, and it's the thing that scouts and front office people
I think he's in, by the way. He's an 870 OPS for his career and usually like 850. I think he's there.
That's going to be – it's tough, man. There are a lot of close cases, and I think the thing that gets Corey Seager is that he gets hurt too much and the numbers won't be there when it's all said and done. But another story for another day. But for Colson Montgomery, the fact that the slug is almost near 600 – he's been able to barrel up good pitching. He's been able to show consistency when it comes to that power. Like, sometimes guys show power and then it's gone. But I've seen an ability to say, okay, it's my first year in the big leagues. I can play shortstop. I can play third base. And at the plate, I can hit third and fourth for a lineup and not feel overwhelmed.
I haven't liked that the White Sox have used him at third. If he's a shortstop, let him play shortstop. And you don't need to do that because you know what's hard to find? Shortstops. Like, they're really difficult to find a good hitting shortstop. And if you have one that you feel like projects out, don't do the experiment of let's play him at third.
Do you think they're trying to evaluate if long-term it's better to have him or Mizrath there? Where it's like, we don't know if we want Chase to play second base yet.
I feel like he is destined to be somebody's second baseman for a long time.
Well, then, okay. Well, maybe.
Like, to me, it's very simple. It's Vargas, Montgomery, Mizrath. That would be my third to second.
I would imagine if when we get to 2026, that's the alignment. And you just kind of want to see it and let it play. Like, Matt Shaw wasn't a third baseman before this year.
That's true.
And has proven to be a terrific third baseman.
But he was blocked. Like, he was in an organization where he was blocked everywhere he looked.
But also,
there's no blocking over on 35th and
Shields. You don't know that a guy's going to be good at it until you let him play there. And we didn't know Matt Shaw was going to be good at third base. And he's proven to be one of the best
third baseman in baseball by both the eye test and by the metric.
Yeah, he's second in defensive runs saved.
Right.
Which is kind of wild.
You know what I mean? So sometimes you got to see it. Michael Busch, the metrics didn't love him at first base when the Cubs originally moved him over there, and he's proven to be a tick above average first baseman defensively. So I don't mind it. I can understand why they're trying to see. You have nothing to lose if you're the White Sox right now. And then if next year he's your full-time shortstop, he's your full-time shortstop. But I like what I've seen out of Colson Montgomery. And so the next thing for him as he continues to adjust to major league pitching is, you know, getting that command of the strike zone, right? It's the thing that, in my opinion, is going to keep PCA from continuing to ascend. Like, you got to be able to command the strike zone because it's hard to be an MVP with a sub-300 on-base percentage.
Typical. You guys were anointing PCA as the MVP in April. No, what we've said is, because we kind of know who's going to be the MVP in the league, in the National League at least, we've said that he's an MVP candidate. And guess what? He's going to get MVP votes. He's a 6.5 war player. Sir, what are you saying?
Also, 708, if you've listened to Russ Dorsey for any part of the last 6 months, I've been very consistent in my PCA opinions. I think he's a terrific player. But it was, if he were to, let's just say, win MVP this year, which he won't.
He's not going.
He wasn't going to. He would have had the lowest on-base percentage of any MVP in the history of baseball. Like, you can't win MVP with a 297 on-base percentage. That doesn't happen. And then there was always going to be regression when it came to the power. But getting command of the strike zone is what separates a top 30 player in baseball from a top 10 player.
And he's still top 5 in odds to win the MVP in the National League. So, sir, what are you talking about? Thank you for your time, though. It's appreciated. Jaquan Brisker left the practice field.
You know that happens to him.
It does. And it's I hate when I'm right about something like this.
Bob Sanders?
Yep. That was when I saw him, I was like, oh, big Bob Sanders. He's a bigger version of Bob Sanders. And that's great because it's like a comet. Because it's like, man, that comet is bright in the sky, man. Look at that comet flying across the sky. And then the comet's gone. And you're like, remember that comet? That comet was awesome.
We've seen Jaquan on Twitter more than we've seen him on the field, and that's not great.
Maybe it's just a tweak. Maybe it's one of those soft tissue injuries that he's dealing with.
It's going around up there.
It does seem to be going around in their secondary, which walking into camp was a real strength of their team. And now walking out of camp, not so much. We'll talk a little NFL. There's some stuff that's bothering Russ, NFL-wise.
And Lawrence.
There's a lot that bothers me, but they're used to that. They're not used to it bothering you. So we're going to talk a little bit about how the Micah Parsons thing is going on, and I guess we can take that dream of Trey Hendrickson and move that along. Oh, but there is a rumor about Micah Parsons that you might not like. We'll share it with you next here on The School.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
White Jew married to a Latina. Dude, come to the meetings Tuesdays and Thursdays where we talk about how to get through it and what to do.
Let's give away the tickets for a little Chrissy, Chris DiStefano. If you would like to go see Chris DiStefano perform live at the Chicago Theater Friday, September 5th, we're going to give you a chance to win right now. Be caller 6 at 312-540-0670, and you're going to go. It is provided by Live Nation. We also, before the show is done, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to go see the Cubs, and we're going to hook people up with an opportunity to go check out the Spiegel and Holmes show being hosted by Gabe and Judson, because your boys need a break before the season starts. But they're going to be at Sluggers in Wrigleyville, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You should go see them. They're going to be there Friday from 2 until 6. And it's brought to you by Bosch Power Tools. The more you Bosch, the more you feel like a Bosch.
I have a Rosner text.
Oh, Lord. What was he listening?
So I texted him, and I said, yo, me and Lawrence are hosting on The Score, and we talked about you. Anything you want to tell the fine folks? And he said, tell them thanks for all the kind words about Rhino.
Aww.
I'm doing some self-editing here.
Yeah, because you have to.
He had an adult beverage or two after the ceremony, and that's when he was texting me all of his thoughts. He had a pizza puff, which he also loves to enjoy.
He is the king of pizza puffs.
Which is why he's one of my favorite people on the face of this earth. He spilled the pizza puff all over himself.
I'm not shocked by that.
He only has one suit right now, so he doesn't know if the suit is ruined, but he will find out when he gets the suit back on Saturday at the cleaners.
That is the most Rosner-y text message ever. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You get Rhino, you get, hey, I've been drinking. Yes. I also enjoy a pizza
puff. In that
puff,
order.
But I spilled it. Now I don't have a suit.
Yes.
Ta-da.
What a guy. Barry Rosner, ladies and gentlemen.
He's so great. There's a lot of weird stuff going on in the NFL.
Yeah.
Trey Hendrickson is going to be a Bengal. He's going to stay a Bengal.
For one more year.
For 1 year. And I think this works out well for Trey. We'll see how it goes. He was supposed to make $15.8 million this year. He's going to make $30 million this year. And then the Bengals were like, you can be a free agent at the end of the season. Because we've drafted your replacement, theoretically.
It's never pretty, but they went into this offseason needing to sign Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and Trey Hendrickson. And before week one, they did all three of those things. So I guess kudos to them.
And got Shamar Stewart situated. They finally figured that whole thing out.
Are they the weirdest team in the NFL?
Because there's always this story, these stories with the, like even the Boomer Esiason thing
the Boomer thing's strange to me. And I know people were like, "Hey man, you got money. It's not your induction ceremony, but it's one of your legends. It's one of your legends." It should have been a personalized email and not clearly a mass email.
Copy and paste.
Yeah, that I'm sure that didn't feel great for Boomer. The other thing is like, hey man, we got you squared away. Like, just
for everybody out there, I know that you hear that and it's like, oh, he can afford his own hotel room. When these people have put so much work in for the franchise, teams are honored to say, hey, we'll put you up for a couple of nights. Come on down. Don't worry about anything. And it's not a huge cost for the team because you're only doing this for like 8 to 12 to 20 people.
Yeah, it's almost nothing. Like the Bulls ambassadors that pop up, like they get taken care of.
Yes.
The Cubs, when people are here, like they get taken care of. Right. So Cincinnati is a very strange franchise, the way that they are run. But I do think that they're going to be a very dangerous team this year. Joe Burrow is that dude.
Yes, he is.
He's very much that dude. Micah Parsons is still unhappy. He is in what's now called a hold in. He hasn't missed any time. He's been there. He just hasn't been practicing. Yeah. And now they're like, yeah, you know, once we get to the season, he might be limited early on in the season. And it just kind of goes back to, if you were ever going to pay a guy, that's the guy you pay.
Yeah.
He's still young. He is super productive. He doesn't miss a lot of games. He's a destructive force on your defense.
Yeah, yes.
Just pay that man. Because you're going to have, cause this is what Jerry does every year. He'll want to make the news. I can see it now. Like, I can see Jay Glazer or Adam Schefter running onto the set and being like, hey, before the season kicks off, Micah Parsons just signed a 5-year deal with $100 million guaranteed. And it's like, why did we do all of this?
The song and dance.
It doesn't have to be this way.
But the weird part about this is, the play usually goes for everybody out there. Player unhappy. I just see all of my friends getting new money around the NFL. I've just seen TJ Watt get new money. I've seen Myles Garrett get new money. And I'm supposed to be the up-and-coming edge rusher in the National Football League, yet I don't have new money. And then you have, and so you do the whole hold-in thing. Guys are disgruntled. Guys have the negotiation. Guys get paid. So there's a process there for how this plays out. But it doesn't feel like, for the Cowboys, at least, and Jerry Jones, that it's going to go that way. Because Jerry has been very public in this whole thing, which I also have some issue with, that the negotiating with the media, and I'm going to bring Stephen A. down here, and we're going to...
And the fact that...
I'm not going to negotiate with his agent.
You broke the rules of the CBA by negotiating. Like, that's
part, a problem.
That's the part that doesn't get enough love, Russ, is that... Jerry has been out here trying to tell everyone who will listen, well, we had a handshake deal and blah, 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 blah. No, that's not how it works.
You can't do that.
That's not how it works. And if the NFLPA was stronger right now, they would be pushing back on that vehemently. But they've had some problems.
Yeah, one or two.
Over the last few months. So they're not a very strong organization.
You got brothers
right
putting
now.
Strip clubs into Concur,
man.
Thinking they can expense it.
Entertainment.
Uh-huh. Well, that's one way to put it.
I'm sure it was entertaining.
You gotta expense that as a meal, okay? If you're going to Magic City, you gotta expense it as dinner, okay?
I went there just for the wings. That's what anyone who's ever lived in Atlanta will tell you. Oh, well, it's the only place to go for wings.
Expensing not only the strip club, but the ride from the airport to the strip club.
And then having the guy sit out there while you wait. Like, that's bad.
And thinking, nah, this can make it through Concur.
No, we totally, this is not going to get flagged at all. It's not going to get flagged at all.
Insane.
Yep.
But, yeah, so it's wild.
So with Micah Parsons down there being upset means that there are rumors that he could end up in Green Bay. There's been some reporting on it. Do we have time for the Florio? We don't. Mike Florio was like, hey, it's possible but not probable. But it's out there, so we thought at least we would share it with you. The sum of all fears that Micah Parsons could be coming to a place near you and be terrorizing
Any
Caleb
real
Williams.
Reason for Dallas to do that? They have 3 years. Like that's the part for Micah that doesn't, the leverage isn't on his side.
It's not, but he can be this guy for a while and see if it turns out in his favor. We shall see. Russ brought something up today about the Bears that we need to explore. And we'll see if as a group we feel this way, and maybe you feel this way too, about where the Bears are as they end the preseason. That's next here on The Score.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.